Cuba's hotel group Gran Caribe registered intense commercial activity over the past 12 months, yielding modest but positive results in a year particularly complex due to the new anti-Cuba crusade of the Trump administration that seeks to debilitate the Cuban economy, of which tourism is a major driving engine. Gran Caribe is Cuba's foremost hotel group, operating 4- and 5-star hotels across the island. In statements to the press here in Havana, Gran Caribe President Cristina León offered information on the group's performance in 2019.
Debo recordar la retirada del o la quiebra del tour operador Thomas Cook.
I should recall here that the British travel company and airline Thomas Cook declared bankruptcy in September 2019. We should mention here the withdrawal of cruise ships from Cuba due to the anti-Cuba measures implemented by the Trump administration. Even before that, for a number of years now, the U.S. government has adopted a practice to include Cuban hotels and other tourist facilities on a black list. That is the case of the Hotel Nacional de Cuba and the Hotel Capri, two facilities that belong to our hotel group. These two hotels sold splendidly. There was also the so-called sonic attacks, a mere pretext used by Washington to, among other things, discourage travel by U.S. citizens to our nation. All the uncertainty generated by these and other anti-Cuba measures have put these and other of the group's facilities in an unfavorable situation, as U.S. citizens traveling here have been advised against visiting or booking in them. The president of Gran Caribe then elaborated on strategies adopted by the hotel group to compensate for the damage inflicted by Washington's anti-Cuba measures.
En todas estas adversidades, el grupo supo tener estrategias diversificadas.
In order to confront these adversities, the hotel group defined and adopted new strategies based on the diversification of our offers to attract clients from other nations and regions to somehow compensate for the loss of U.S. clients. We have experienced also the slight contraction of the Canadian market, which in our case was not significant. We should say that other markets experienced growth, and that was instrumental in the group registering a modest but positive growth in 2019. Discouraging travel to Cuba, creating obstacles to Cuba's development, and generating uncertainty and an atmosphere of mistrust are among the objectives of the Cuba policy of the current U.S. administration. But Cuba does not remain complacent, as it's constantly finding and implementing alternatives to counteract Washington's aggressiveness. In the case of Gran Caribe, the group's efforts have not been in vain, as it registered a growth in the average number of tourists per day and the occupancy rate of its more than 14,000 rooms distributed in 54 hotels. Last year, we registered an increase in air tour operations from other countries like Russia, which is steadily positioning itself favorably within Gran Caribe Hotel Group. We are not talking here about shore state tourism, but between 10 to 14 nights on average. Undoubtedly, this has had a positive impact on our results. According to the National Statistics Office, Russian tourism to Cuba grew by 30% in 2019. The hotels owned by Gran Caribe, located in Cuba's most important destinations, include hotels that range from landmark properties such as the Hotel Nacional de Cuba and the historic Hotel Inglaterra here in Havana, to hotels along the beautiful beaches of Varadero and the Cuban Keys. Gran Caribe is continuously developing its travel products to ensure exclusivity, diversity, and competitive prices inspired by a long-standing tradition of Cuban hospitality. For Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm Lena Valverde.